you have your morning revival, please open it up, and we can read the title together. And there's three verses I would like to point out. Maybe we can also read together. First of all, let's read the title together.
Becoming
the New Jerusalem. Amen. Becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
This is a very meaningful title. Let's open our week, the morning revival week 3. Let's read the verses from Revelation 19:7. Ready? Okay, let's go. Let us rejoice and exalt,
and let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready.
Amen. His wife made herself ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And let's read the verse 21, the verse above it. 21:2. Revelation 21:2.
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
Amen. Wonderful. And let's read the last verses from day 6. Sorry, not last, the second last. Revelation 3:12.
He who overcomes him, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out anymore. And I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, and my new name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This verse covers the two parts of the message. I will start from the title. Start my timer. So the timer is very meaningful in two aspects, actually.
Amen.
First of all, we see that the title said becoming the New Jerusalem.
Right.
So New Jerusalem is not a place we're going.
Right.
It's a person we're becoming.
Amen.
Right? So this is a big discovery or big revelation in Lord's recovery.
Amen.
The brothers revealed to us New Jerusalem is not something material. It's not heaven or something, you just go there. It's a person that we're becoming. It's actually a corporate person.
Amen.
From the all of the brothers and sisters to God. We become a corporate entity to mingle with God.
Amen.
And secondly, I think the most important part is the first word, becoming.
Amen.
It's a verb, right? But it's also, if you look at the tense, it's a present continuous tense.
Right?
In English grammar, if that's the correct verb description. So what that means? That means it's happening today.
Amen.
It's happening right now.
Amen.
We're becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
Let's see. When we see the revelation, when we see the vision, actually brother's burden here is that we can have the daily practice and experience from now, from today. I think from the message, from the very beginning, Brother Ron mentioned that he doesn't worry about if we become New Jerusalem, if we're going to become, because we all will become, right? We all will become New Jerusalem. We all will be a part of the New Jerusalem.
Right.
However, the point is when.
Right.
Are we going to be in New Jerusalem like after the millennium, after the kingdom, after the 1,000 years? Or we're becoming during the 1,000 years, or we're becoming right now?
Amen.
I think brother's burden here is that we will all become in New Jerusalem today.
Amen.
We can all practice this today.
Yeah. Amen.
When we have the vision that the New Jerusalem is not just a material thing, it's a corporate mingling between the man and God,
amen,
we are going to exercise that today.
Amen.
And then, the New Jerusalem is actually, why we say it's a person, is actually the bride.
Amen.
It's the wife of the Lamb. How wonderful is that? The whole Bible is a romantic relationship between man and God. I got a great revelation today, like when I prepped the message. You know, it's very wonderful. God used a romantic story to to represent the relationship between God and man.
Amen.
It's like, I got married, so I know the past experience. When you have a person you fall in love with, when you have the relationship, that time is super sweet.
Right.
And that process is the preparation for your marriage, right? We have some sisters got engaged, and they're anticipating their wedding day. But in the between, this time is still very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time between the millennium, between he comes, this time is for us to build our relationship with God.
That's right.
To enjoy this dating with God.
Yeah.
Enjoy this sweet time with God.
Yeah.
God doesn't say, oh, I will just come and give what I want for you, or, you know, execute my plan. No, God didn't come in that way. He came as a person to fall in love with us. And he wants us to have this response to him so we can be matched. So here use the example about Song of Songs. Brother mentioned he reads Song of Songs every week to expound, oh, what the love God wants to express to us.
Yes.
I think we should practice the same thing.
Right.
We should fall in love with our God every week,
yeah.
Even every day.
Yeah.
When we wake up, the first sentence we should say is, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Yeah.
We just want to taste your love today.
Yeah.
We just want to have a great, wonderful, romantic, sweet relationship with you today.
Yeah.
That's how we become New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's how we become the Shulamite. That's how we, you know, match to our bridegroom. And then we get into the wedding day. That's the wedding day. That's the feast. That's, you know, if we already have this sweet relationship with the Lord, that day is so sweet for us. It's going to be a loving feast, right? Think about a couple got engaged and has this wonderful relationship during the time. And then that day will be the high peak for them. Right, they're going to have this love feast wedding day for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be so sweet. And then we will have an eternal marriage.
Amen.
Look at this picture, how wonderful, how sweet this picture is. Then this raises up our aspiration. That raises up our attention, why we want to become the overcomer.
Yeah.
It's all because of that love. We want a response to that so that we want to become the overcomer. We want to be part of the bride, be part of the feast, right? And then the point 3 and point 4 points out what the overcomer is. There are 2 points. Overcomers are those who are pillars.
Amen.
Built into the temple.
Amen.
And for no means will be moved out.
That's right.
Right? So that means we already built into the triune God.
Amen.
We'll be one with the triune God.
Amen.
And then also, you know, the last point out, the Lord Jesus will write the name of his God, the name of the city of the Lord in New Jerusalem, and his new name.
Amen.
On the overcomers.
Amen.
I was expounding what that means, to write his name on us. I have a discussion with Shepherd when we prepped this message. It's very mystical. What does it mean? Write his name on us. A new name.
Right.
We're just thinking about an example. I don't know if this entirely appropriate, but I was thinking, like, there's a tradition in America, right? When a wife married to a husband, they change their last name to their husband, right? There is some interesting relationship there. It's not only like belonging or God possessed us, right? It's not like when a wife married to this husband, she just her possession. It's not only that, right? We'll belong to God for sure, but also there's some romantic, it's an eccentric relationship there. I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah.
But it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Right? We change our last name to God.
Amen.
We change our last name to the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
We're one with God. Amen. And we'll be an internal couple to enjoy this internal sweetness.
Yeah.
Or happiness.
Amen.
That's it. That's our destiny. That's our consummation.
Right.
That's God's plan.
Amen.
That's the consummation of the gospelicality. Again, I would say the brother's burden and also my burden is that we're going to taste this today.
Amen.
We're going to start to build this relationship with the Lord today.
Amen.
Start dating with the Lord today. Start this romantic relationship with the Lord today.
Amen.
So that we can be prepared, be ready for that day.
Amen.
I think there's many wonderful, I will just stop here and I will just hope Sans will share your portion. How you build up your relationships with the Lord, enjoy the Lord today, and enjoy this sweet romantic relationship.
Amen.
Amen. This is, like I said, a very high revelation, right? And the following brother, yes, this is a time where we can have a foretaste of the New Jerusalem. But let's see the background, what happened. Because I know some young ones don't really know how it started, right? This started with the New Jerusalem, we need to see the seven seals. There are seven seals, right? The Lord opened the seals. Now, right now, there are five seals open. So the sixth seal is going to open. Now, we don't know exactly if the overcomers are going to be raptured before the sixth seal. Because the sixth seal is going to be big. It's going to be a big shaking of the world. So, like brothers, the overcomers actually are going to be raptured for the millennium, to come back with the Lord to the earth and reign for 1,000 years on the earth and have a feast with the Lord. Right? It's the bride for the millennium kingdom. The other overcomers, the New Jerusalem, also is going to be the wife for eternity, with all the overcomers and the redeemed ones. So we're going to join together, right? My father was not an overcomer, so after that, in the new heaven, in the new era, we're going to be all together. So these new overcomers, the overcomers right now, we want to taste what the New Jerusalem is, right? So we need to really see this, that it's not going to be easy, because there are going to be a lot of things coming to the earth, right? And you remember the 10 virgins? Okay, there are 10 virgins. They all saved, but they didn't have enough oil, the five ones. So we need to put oil in our vessel. We need to put oils, and that way we can be an overcomer. Okay. So, and also the ones that did not have enough oil, right, or didn't use their talent properly. So what's going to happen is they're going to go to summer school. It's like kids with no path, they go to summer school. So we're going to, if we don't overcome for the millennium kingdom to be the bride, so we're going to have to go to summer school. And what he says here, and the Lord says, and cast out the useless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. No, you don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. Right? My son said when he was small, he said, "Oh, Dad, I'll bring a flashlight." I said, "No, you need to overcome." Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is. This is. I don't want to be there. I know after that 1,000 years, all the reading ones, we're gonna be together. But you don't want to be in the summer school, right? You want to pass the classes, right? So this is why we need to pray. We need to eat every day. Yeah, and then, like a brother was saying, we need to starve the flesh. We need to kill the flesh. We need to nail it on the cross, you know? Because as we like to eat and feed the flesh, be satisfied in the flesh when we eat, we need to actually satisfy the spirit by eating Christ every day.
Amen.
So this is, to be overcomers, saints, we really need to ask the Lord to do it for us. We cannot do it ourselves. I try many times. I try to be an overcomer, I can't.
Amen.
Only the Lord can do it in us.
Amen.
This message is very high. And we need to be ready for the wedding feast.
Amen.
First, to be the bride in the millennium kingdom, to be the New Jerusalem, and then be the wife in the New Jerusalem for eternity. Amen.
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 If saints, I really enjoy this week. Revelation 3:12. It says, he who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God.
Amen.
So I said, oh, a pillar. Oh, well, that's not me. But I'm not sure I want to be a pillar. Why would I want to be a pillar? and he shall by no means go out anymore. And I will write upon him the name of my God,
Amen.
And the name of the city of my God,
Amen.
The new Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God. And these are designations, the pillar, right? The name of my God, the name of the city of my God. These are designations. And today, you know, we say, oh, yes, I want to be an overcomer, this and that.
Right.
Well, you know, and then our brother in the message, he mentions, you know, brothers that speak, you know, about this thing. Because I never really understood. I didn't think it was a big deal that he would write his name on us and the city of his God. But I realize here that what is taking place is that this is not that we just belong to God. Oh, so I have the name God here and I belong to God. It says that this is a lifetime of working himself into our being. You know, that he would write it is because this is a price, you know. It is that he has just worked himself for years and years. You know, and we fall in love with the Lord. And yes, Brother D, this is such a beautiful time when you fall in love. Oh, my goodness. It's just, oh, there's nothing more blissful and wonderful when you fall in love. But then you get married, and then a lot of things happen throughout the marriage. You know, to get to the ending point, right, there is, you know, a lot of developing. Here, you know, the brother brings out the characteristics of the bride. You know, she's mature. She's fully developed. There's a development, okay? And it's part of the corporate living in this, you know, corporate living. It's not just getting together with saints and praying and doing things. It's actually, you know, living in this corporate living, you know, and she's beautiful, but she's beautiful in the living of Christ. You know, it says here that, you know, her garments are the righteousnesses of the saints, which are actually the actions expressed in her daily God-man living, in a living in which the Spirit within her supplies her with life and everything she needs. And these righteousnesses produce and eventually become her wedding gown.
Amen.
And this wedding gown is the fighting garment. Okay? And this is for her to be deified, right? To be deified, to become the warrior, you know? And so this is the uniform for fighting, right? And so this is, you know, by the time that she becomes the, you know, the fighting one. She's already been fighting her whole life.
Right.
Her whole life she's been fighting. And she has become this fighting warrior way, way before the Lord comes. So that she has all this time, even, you know, to be built up with others, even to have all this time. And, you know, many times, you know, the enemy will temporarily knock us down. But the brother said, you rise up and you continue to go on, you continue to press on.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, you know, what a marriage is. You continue to press on. You know, what I thought about, you know, why do I have a dog? You know, every morning I say, I have to get up, I have to go take out this dog. And if I want to go to a conference, I have to pay somebody all this money, you know, to pay, you know, to take care of the dog. I'm so tired of this dog, you know, and I have her for 3 years. I can't give her away. It would be cruel. But, you know, and then the Lord showed me why I have this dog. Because if I didn't have this dog, I would be in Puerto Rico. I would be in Miami. I would be, in, you know, away from the church in Piscataway. I would be away because it's this dog that keeps me tied down in my house. I would have ran away from my home already. I wouldn't be living here because of this dog. And nobody wants her. I offered her to my sister. But the point is, you know, this sounds funny. And I guess it is funny. But the fact is that the Lord uses every little matter, because it's what we are today is what will be then. We want to overcome it. If I can't overcome today, I'm not an overcomer. So it's these little things that we accept the Lord's dealing, that we accept what the Lord has for us. Amen. And I'm not there yet. Don't even think, you know, the dog doesn't even come close. But you realize that this is what the Lord is seeking. He wants to gain us completely. Amen. He doesn't want to gain all the things that we do. But this is very experiential to me. You know, last night,
right,
a sister helped me. You know, I really was struggling, and it was a very insignificant matter. But she came, and she was with me. And I have to say that that was such a shepherding to me. And it made me realize the body, right?
Amen.
The body. And that's why I can't. That's why I have the dog. So the point is that I accept her shepherding. You know, this
Amen.
Sister shepherds me. She's a young sister, and she shepherds me all the time.
Amen.
And so, the Lord provides, because this is what He wants. He wants us to express Him. He wants us to have these righteousnesses
Amen.
That will make us. Give us the wedding gown to prepare us to fight and be Him.
Amen. I empathize with you, sister. I got two.
Amen. I think, the life can be very complicated.
Yeah.
But it can also be very simple.
Amen.
Actually, I think our life can be as simple as just with relationships. The relationship with God, the relationship with people, and the relationship with ourselves. Yeah, I think... How to become this New Jerusalem? We need to deal with these three relationships. And usually, if one of the relationships not right, the other two won't be right. Especially when our relationship with God is not right, we can't have a good relationship with people or with even ourselves. So we really need to pay attention to these matters. And also, how to have a good relationship with God, with people, with self. The most, simple way is just spend more time. Yeah, I think if you say, oh, I have a very good relationship with, my children, but you never spend time on them. You never talk to them. You don't know where they are. You don't know what's going on in their life. Then you can't say you have a good relationship. If you say, oh, I have a great relationship with God, but you never pray, you never read God's words, how can you say you have a good relationship?
Yeah.
So I think... They say, oh, overcomer, so hard. How to be an overcomer? The most easy and simple way, just, spend more time.
Amen.
Spend your more portion of your day, read God's words, pray, and try to, have a communication with God, and let God, shine on you.
Amen.
And also, at one time, I really enjoy, reading the Stream in the Desert, because it really helped me a lot, especially when I have a lot of, situations struggling in life, and it really helped me, really supplied me. And I discussed with my husband, I say, oh, the Stream in the Desert helped me a lot, and seems it's more help than the, morning revival. But then God shines on me, Stream in the Desert is good, it's help you to grow, help you to handle your life. But what about the corporation, the incorporation? The morning revival really help us to see this incorporation. We can't just be good ourselves.
Right.
Think about it. If you're very good, your family very good, but all people around you have problem, all family around you have problem, will you be happy? Yeah, will God be happy? If God only gain one person, will God be satisfied? So I don't think we can only stop there. We really should, stretch forward. We really need to ask the Lord, what shall I do in this incorporation? What's my portion? What's my, position?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we really need to, think about this relationship and, do something pleasing our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I also like to fellowship something practical, because the saints mentioned the New Jerusalem, right? The loving relationship with God. But you think about some people even don't have a chance to know God, to have this romantic relationship with God. Have you think about that? So I mean these days are the Chinese New Year. I mean as I grew up in China, so I like to share my two cents about my feeling of Chinese culture. Chinese culture has a lot of things, right? Family, food, you know, all these things. But to me, one of the key Chinese culture is Chinese try to improve themselves. They worked so hard to improve themselves, to try to pursue all the good things you can remember in the world. That's the key point of Chinese culture. Yeah. However, without God, I have to say, look at Chinese history. A lot of pain, a lot of suffering. Just yesterday, because yesterday was Chinese New Year's first day, I read my wife's grandmother's writing, like about her life. You know, starting a childhood, a lot of pain. My family, like my parents, started when they were born because of the, you know, the unsettled or the society, a lot of pain. So I was born, I had no choice. I grew up in a family with problems. It's because of their own wrongdoings, it's because of the culture and history. But God did not forget that land. You know, starting even like 16th, there was Western missionary to brought in. Do you know what they brought in?
Christ.
And the starting, God's word.
Amen.
Translation. God's word, translation into Chinese.
Amen.
That's the beginning, God's word. Now, of course, God himself. And of course, Jesus Christ. And I'm also happy to know, you know, nowadays I heard, you know, some Chinese missionaries, they're working in Europe, they're working in South Africa, they're working in Vietnam, in all the different parts. So I'm really encouraged. But anyway, that's back to the right point. If we want to start something really new, we need to have this relationship with God.
Amen.
A loving, romantic relationship with God.
Amen.
But however, this relationship is not cheap. Sorry, I just gave half a minute. This relationship is not cheap. God is loving. However, remember, yesterday I received a book. It's called The Old Cross. What happened in the old cross? Because are we fit to have a relationship with God? No. Sorry. Our old nature only fit to be destroyed by God.
Right.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's horrible to know this. That's why some Chinese culture, they don't want to expose the dirty things because they cannot accept it. They're so hard working on good things, they cannot face the dirty things. But by nature, we're dirty. We're not a faithful God. So we have to cherish Jesus Christ's blood.
Amen.
His dying. His horrible dying on the cross. These are the facts. And these are the only way we can have a real romantic relationship with our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Today, and then somehow when when we go to be with the Lord, we are a different person. And we're in this process of becoming the right mature ones for the Lord to be his bride, so that we are the new Jerusalem. So it's a process today that we have to go in. So these open conversations, as Sister Regina brought up, are ones who are fighting today. They're ones who are learning to rely on the Lord in every situation, to be praying people, to be overcoming people today. So then when it comes time to the wedding day, that's they're already there because they took the time to spend today's time, not just for themselves, not just for their personal enjoyment of the Lord, not just in an individualistic way, but they've seen something of what the New Jerusalem is, so that they're in the process today of becoming. I think that was something just so sweet. I think it's just really beginning to click to me what it means when the brothers are so burdened that the Lord is not after an immature bride. He's not just after ones who might love them in a superficial way or have this mindset of, okay, now that I've believed, then I'm all set for the future. I can do what I want because I've already received the Lord. It's for sure you will never lose your salvation, but the Lord is still after something more today. Is ones who would see this, that there is an end goal, and that end goal is something that we're working toward day by day, moment by moment, not just something that is far away in the future kind of thing. And something that was just so sweet to see today in our future. The Lord.
Amen.
I'm from Philadelphia, so we're reading different things, but it's similarly. I mean, the whole Bible is the same, but we are on the, this week we are on 1 Timothy 3:15, and when Paul tells Timothy, says, if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, at the house of God, which is the church of the living God. And he is at the pillar and base of the truth. And then coming to the New Jerusalem, the Lord wants to transform us to be the pillar. And here, the pillar is the church of the living God. Our God is living. And he dwells inside of us to make us the living. You know, it's a living house. It's not just the church, so-called the church. We gather together, we are the church. When we go home, we are not. No. We are the house of the living God. Okay. How can we be living? Because he is a living God. He dwells inside of our spirit. So this week, it seems the first time I just realized, Lord, you're such a living God. You live inside my spirit.
Amen.
That's why you make me a living person.
Amen.
You know, if I don't cooperate with you, God is still living, but I'm not. But if I don't touch my spirit, if I don't walk in my spirit, I'm not expressing God. I'm not living. I don't know. That makes sense. But God is a living God. Before, I always thinking, I live in God. But now I realize God lives in us. He wants us to be living, to be the pillar. And, you know, I'm attached by the sisters talking about the pillar. The pillar doesn't move. The pillar, no matter outside situation, the pillar is stand still.
Amen.
That's what we need to be. Why we are fluctuate? Because we're in our flesh. We're still in our emotion. We're in our mind.
Yes.
We are affected by the environment. We're affected by people.
Amen.
But if you
if you live in your spirit and God is a living God, you touch Him, He overcomes. It's not we overcome. He overcomes.
Amen.
So all we need to do is one with Him. Lord, I don't agree with the situation, but I'm one with You. Then the Lord will make you stable. If, you know, He's inside of us, so we are free to talk to Him. So the overcomer is not for that day, it's today. It's now. Oh, I don't have anything to share, but the Lord said, I'm living. So praise the Lord. So I am one with my living God.
Amen.
And then this living God inside of us, and He made us the church, and Christ is the head of the church. So we are one with Him. He's the head. We are just the members of the body, but the body of the living God. So the triune God is all one, and plus us. So we should be always one with Him.
Amen.
How? By turning to our spirit. So this week, Lord, I take each day. Each day is a new day. I thank You in the morning. We have morning watch with some sisters. I just thank the Lord that we are in the body. We are stressing one another. I'm weak. I'm always distracted by so many things. But thank You, Lord. I'm in the body. And some sisters will text me. Or we just remind one another. We are in the living God. We're in the living church. And this living God inside of us, we just, you know, I think one of the hymns is, we follow His calling. Lord, I'm willing to be the overcomer, but not by myself, but be one with You.
Amen.
So we are just need to be follow Him and be one with Him.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
So this week's reading is Becoming the New Jerusalem, and I was impressed by one of the hymns that we just sang, will you be an overcomer, will you make this choice, and so in the hymn it is written very clearly, explicitly, that it is a choice. It is not something that you must do, it's not a must. The Lord is not going to tell me that, Hank, you have to become an overcomer or I will put you into jail, or I will hit you in the face. No, it's a choice. He gave us a free will
that's
to
right.
make a choice.
That's
and
right.
That's very interesting to me because the Lord Himself is so obedient even unto the death on the cross. But He so loves us that He gave us free will to make a choice. And also to help us to make a right choice, he's also like drawing me and calling me day by day unto Him, he expressing His love to me throughout all the saints, all the brothers and sisters in the church, and I like Brother Lee sharing that process. It happens like every day by day. And I was also so touched that He's so obedient, but He so love us that He gave us a free choice, free will to make a choice. And
Amen.
We all should need to make that choice wisely.
Amen.
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 That's right.
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 I think I enjoyed on day 5 how Pillar itself is like a process. And what I mean by that is, I think I've read this verse before. You read this, you're like, okay, so he who overcomes, him I will make a pillar. So it almost seems like a transactional or like a very like, it's like a conditional. It's like, first you overcome, and then you're great. You're like full spirit and life, like you're amazing, and then you just become a pillar. Like it's like almost like, by doing this, you also achieve this, right? That was the interpretation I had. But actually, I appreciate here it says the word make is very significant, right? That the Lord says he will make us into an overcomer. And it says in this morning revival portion that actually we are processed, right? First, we are an overcomer. And then the Lord fills us with his essence and his spirit. And you know, we become this rock, right? And going through the verses, actually in Revelation 2:17, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give the hidden manna. So what does it say? I hope I'm not speaking poorly or anything that's not truthful, but I was just appreciating what seems like it says here is, to him who overcomes, then to him I will give the hidden manna. So as many saints have brought out, actually, overcoming is a choice. Overcoming is something that it's not... We're not overcomers because we're full of spirit and life. Like, we've completely been transformed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a really good thing. That's a part of it. But actually, we have a choice to make. We make a choice to overcome. Yeah. And when we do that, then we are transformed into the pillar and the rock. Yeah. And actually, it says here in the footnote in Revelation 3:12, here the overcomer will be made a pillar built into the temple of the church, right? That the overcomer will become a transformed stone for God's building. So saints, I was just appreciating that actually, and it's a very simple thing that sometimes you look at someone and you're like, oh, that person's an overcomer. They're a pillar, right? But actually the act of becoming a pillar is a process that we go through. And I think that's really encouraging to me because sometimes I don't really feel like I'm pillar material, you know? I don't really feel like I'm like, I have any, you know, I don't feel like I can be a pillar in the temple, which is what it says here. The pillar is God himself. That's like a high calling. I don't feel like I'm a pillar of the triune God. Like sometimes I just, you know, sometimes I'm not fully, like, I don't feel like I'm fully constituted with Christ all the time. Saints, as so many of us have been bringing out, actually, we don't need to be it. We just need to make the choice to overcome. And this thing will happen as a process. It's a process. You know, these things happen day by day, and I think I've just been learning more and more recently to be kinder to myself. Not to let things slide, like, oh yeah, it's okay if I don't go to the meetings or if I sin, like, that's not a problem. No, but at the same time, realizing that this all is a process, that we don't just start out, we're not born overcomers, right? In a sense, we are, because we're born anew as sons of God, but we still have to make the choice, as Hoang said. We still need to be constituted throughout our entire lives.
Yeah.
If there wasn't this process, I mean, in a sense, like, sorry, what's the point of having a human existence? It's just, okay, we're saved, so what? Well, throughout our entire lives, we have the opportunity to be filled and processed in this way. And slowly and slowly over our lives, God's life and nature, we transplanted into us.
Amen.
Brought into us.
Amen.
So we overcome. And as we overcome, we are brought and made into these pillars.
Amen.
This is just incredible.
It is very familiar to us, I think. So it's very difficult for us to share. But praise the Lord. Lord showing us that we are, regardless of our condition, we are becoming the New Jerusalem. And then we live not in... And we are... when I read this one, this week message, we are really grateful. We are not living in the age of law, before law,
right,
and the age of law during Moses to New Testament, but we live in the age of grace. Whenever we come to the Lord, God will supply us with grace.
Amen.
And so we can go to journey to become New Jerusalem together. So praise the Lord. And the first one, brother mentions that we need to see a vision. I remember in the past, brother gave the message about vision. What is vision? What is our vision? Vision is something originally is hidden inside the Lord, but and then revealed to us. And then how our respond toward this vision. Brother mentions there are two kind of response toward this kind of vision. One is the response of Paul when he went to Damascus. He saw the vision. And then suddenly he changed his life. Yeah. And the other one is vision of Peter in Matthew 16. He saw that Jesus is the Son of God. He is Christ. Amen. And in the same chapter, brother mentioned in chapter 16, suddenly after the same chapter, Peter preventing God to go to the cross. And Jesus said, Satan, go behind me. Oh, Lord Jesus, when I compare it many times, our vision, is it the vision of Peter or the vision of Paul? That we see that we are becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
All of us see the vision like Paul that will change our life toward God.
Right.
So we all can, even though many of time I'm confess it's like Peter. Oh, Lord, preventing to go to the cross. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In this one, we all, the city is God's habitation. Is city of, like a home. Home is habitation for us, for family. But the city in the New Jerusalem is habitation for His people. For God's people, it's habitation. We know it's not physical building, but we will become a habitation of God.
Amen.
We will become the pillar of God.
Amen.
And also we will possess by God.
Amen.
Because it's written the name of God, the name of the city, Amen. And a new name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First point in this outline, it says that for our Christian life and our church life, we need to have a vision of the New Jerusalem.
Yes.
And I was just touched this word vision that our brother just brought out.
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs 29:18, it says that where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
Yes.
Right? And so without this vision, it's almost like you're aimless. You don't know where you're going, where you're headed, and you're just running wild. Right? And so for us as the believers, vision is necessary.
Amen.
And actually, in this point, it says that we need to see the vision.
Amen.
Right? The vision of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Everything that God is doing, everything that He's working out in us personally and corporately, it's for this.
Amen.
Right? It's for the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
This is all that He wants. This
Amen.
Is all that's on His heart.
Right.
And so may we see this vision of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
This vision, what does it do? This vision brings us into a living,
Amen.
Right? A living that is called the divine romance.
Amen.
I was touched by Revelation 19:7. It says, let us rejoice and exult,
Amen.
Right? And let us give glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And His wife, this word wife, indicates the divine romance. Right, it's a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem, it's not a material city,
Amen.
But it's a person.
Amen.
It's us enjoying the Lord, loving the Lord.
Amen.
Right, and so may we have this aspiration to be the
Amen.
Wife of the Lord.
Amen.
We have our lives today to get to know Him.
Amen.
Right, to fall in love with Him.
Amen.
When we spend time with Him, when we read the ministry of the age that betroths us to Christ, we're brought into this divine romance.
Amen.
Right? And so this is the living that God wants us to have.
Amen.
This living of just becoming one with Him.
Amen.
Right? To be the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
He wants us to work this out today.
Amen.
And this vision also, we're not just burdened for ourselves, right? The New Jerusalem, it's a corporate building.
Corporate.
Right? It's not just a matter of, okay, I'm enjoying the Lord. Peter's not enjoying the Lord. I don't care. It's not my business. But in order to be the New Jerusalem, we need to have a feeling, right? Not only for ourselves, our going on in the Lord, but also that the saints, the other members, would also enjoy the Lord. Right? They would have, they would experience this divine romance. Last night in the YP meeting, I was really touched because we had a hymn appreciation night. And one of the brothers that wrote a hymn, his name was Howard Higashi. I was just touched again by his living. Right? He himself, he loved the Lord. But he started to write hymns so that he could bring other people to love the Lord, especially the college students and the young people. And eventually, you know, all these hymns we have today, you know, the young people took, at that time, they took a step back. They were backsliding in the church life. And the Lord burdened him to write these hymns. Lord, keep my heart, right? They would be brought into the divine romance. They would be loving the Lord, consecrating himself to the Lord. And so I thank the Lord that even in the church life, we have many patterns. My time is up, but my main burden was we need to see this vision. We need to ask the Lord, Lord, show me the vision of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right? I want to become your bride.
Amen.
I want to become your wife.
Yes.
I want to aspire to the growth in life. So I was touched with, again, those two words in Revelation 19. Wife and made herself ready.
Amen.
Relationship with the Lord, the divine romance, and then secondly, the growth in life. Not only personally, but even concern for all the other members.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have time for one more.
Any college students want to share?
This week, I think, well, I was touched by not really anything in the one of the days there, but one of my companions growing up, much younger than me, she actually lost her mom at a car accident in Taiwan, and I was so sad seeing the news. But then my mom sent me like a brief paragraph, like a sharing, the night that she got the news. And when I saw it, I was like, wow, this sister, first of all, she loves the Lord. But secondly, like, poor person that she has to write things like that, like what she enjoyed during this whole process, like during her bereavement time. And but where I'm going with is that 2 days later, I saw this post on Facebook that she posted. And I was just deeply touched by how she loves the Lord and how the Lord loves her. Even during this time that she lost her mom, this is such a sad week for her. She was still strengthened by the Lord. And I was especially touched by one of the part that she shared, which connects with this week's message, is that, again, back to tied to where the brothers shared about having the vision. In Philippians 2:16, it says, holding forth the word of life, so that I may have a boast in the day of Christ that I did not run in vain, nor labor in vain. The run in vain and labor in vain just struck me, because we could be running, we could be doing a lot of things in vain if we don't have the right vision from the Lord. And I appreciate that this week it talks about the New Jerusalem. I think we all need to have this vision of New Jerusalem in mind as we run this corporate race as a Christian, knowing that ultimately the Shulamite will become the same in nature and in life as Solomon.
Amen.
And this is the Lord's heart that we would all corporately become the same as He is in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And the New Jerusalem isn't just a physical city that the Lord dwells in. It is us. We will become the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And we may not feel that we could be a New Jerusalem right now, and we could be impatient about our progress. And I'm touched by the sister sharing that it is a day-by-day growing in us that the Lord is doing, and we will, I don't know, one of the days that I was reading, it says, like, to say that we will not become a corporate God in New Jerusalem is unbelief. Mm-hmm. We need to believe that the Lord has His plan to make us New Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. We are becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
We are believers.
Amen.
We need to believe this is happening.
Amen.
Right now, even today.
Yes.
The Bible is a romance. In Genesis, it starts with a couple. In Revelation, it ends with a couple.
Yeah.
Actually, Mal, I think one of our first conversations, we did a little gen rev. I don't know if you remember that term. We use that sometimes. You take something from Genesis and then something from Revelation, and you sew a line from the beginning to the end.
Amen.
This is our destiny.
Amen.
We are becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And we need to see this vision, like our brother shared, because this vision needs to control, direct our hearts, the way we live. And then when we encounter things like our sister just mentioned, you know, these things that happen, we might ask why. But we need to realize the Lord is doing something. He is constituting Himself into us, building us up together so that we would become the New Jerusalem. And this is altogether a matter of the divine romance, right? So we shouldn't think that, I think my brother mentioned, right? He's out to get us, right? But actually, this is a loving relationship. So I just have 2 points. The first is towards the end, right, to see that the picture of the pillar, this is what the overcomers will become. And this is what we're becoming today.
Amen.
We're becoming the pillars in the church.
Amen.
That means what? We can no longer go out free, right? We might want to leave, but we cannot. And God uses everything, all different things to pillarize us, right? And there's a matter of constitution with the pillar. And I really appreciate this was brought out, right? That we will receive a new name. And this is the name of my God. This is the name of the New Jerusalem. And this is also the name of the Lord. You know, when Esther and I got married, I also wanted her to take my name. You know how what I did? We were going to take a flight. So I booked our tickets, and I put Esther Toe. So she had a few months, right, to change her name. Sorry, Sister Phyllis. She's no longer a Shay, right? She's a Toe. And, you know, Dee and I, we were fellowshipping. There is something so intrinsic about taking the name of our Lord,
Amen.
Of our God, of the New Jerusalem. And yes, it doesn't just mean that we belong or He belongs to us, but something is being constituted into us.
Amen.
And I appreciate our brother Ron's encouragement to pray, Lord, today, constitute more of Yourself into me. Through all the different situations, environments, the troublesome things, Lord, I want to gain You today.
Amen.
Pillarize me today.
Amen.
I don't want this day to go by without gaining, right? Without participating, remember? Right? We have the right to participate in His life, His nature, so many things. Lord, I want to today count, right? To constitute Yourself into me.
Amen.
So this is happening, right, to all of us. So that's number one, constitution. Number two, actually, I think a lot of the saints shared this, that this matter of overcoming, this matter of being the bride is actually a corporate matter. Brothers and sisters, we cannot overcome on our own. I amen what our brother shared. The Lord is the overcomer in us, but we also cannot overcome without one another.
Amen.
And so I just want to actually finish with looking at Song of Songs, the beginning and the end. Okay, and I think we're familiar with some of these verses, but these verses are just new to me this week. Song of Song, chapter 1, it starts with a kiss, right? And then there's a little, you could say a prayer. draw me. And what's after me? We. Saints, draw me. We will run after him. Oh, day by day, we need to pray, Lord, draw me. Every morning when we wake up, Lord Jesus, I love you. Draw me this morning.
Amen.
Draw my heart to come after you, to turn to you. But we need to realize, right, we're not by ourselves. We're not just individuals, right, running after the Lord. But actually there's a corporate aspect in our pursuit of Him, in our loving Him. And so this is why even in 2 Timothy, you know, at the end of Paul's life, you know, he prayed something there. He realized that there was a crown of righteousness that was prepared for him. But you know what he said? Not only me, but all those who have loved his appearing.
Amen.
You know, brothers and sisters, this week, you know, in my church life, in our church life, I was just, you know, in contact with so many brothers and sisters. And actually, last night, I just came to this conclusion. Lord, I'm just so thankful. It's not just not me, it's not just my family, but it's we. I'm surrounded with dear saints who love the Lord.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, let's love His appearing.
Amen.
His present presence. Not just something so many months, weeks, years ago, but today. May we love the Lord together.
Amen.
Brothers, let's love the Lord together.
Amen.
Today. So there is this corporate aspect. And then I stumbled actually on a few verses later. In verse 7, listen to this. Tell me, you whom my soul loves, where do you pasture your flock? Where do you make it lie down at noon? For why should I be like one who is veiled beside the flocks of your companions? And then verse 8, go forth on the footsteps of the flock and pasture your young goats by the shepherd's tent. So what does this mean? This means that we have a charge to what? To follow the footsteps of the flock. Meaning that there are some, and I think someone shared this, we have patterns in the church life that we could follow after. Isn't this your experience? That when you get with some saints, maybe some older saints, right? Their love for the Lord, oh, just helps you. Just encourages you, right, to what? To go on. To love the Lord the same way that they do, right? To conduct, to carry out, to live the church life the same way, right, that they do. This was my upbringing. I'm so thankful that I could follow after. We don't have to invent our own way. Brothers and sisters, we need to find the patterns among us, right, and to follow after them. Isn't that a form of companionship?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what is that? Pasture your young goats. What does that mean? That means there's younger ones, right? Our brother Michael encouraged us. The three aspects of companionship. We need to have our peers. We need to have the older ones to follow after. And then we need to consider, who are my young goats that I could pasture, right? That I could bring them to the shepherd's tent. That's actually just the church life. Right. So this is a burden of our the church. Actually, this is the Lord's heart's desire.
Amen.
Right. That we could be built up together. We could be companionized and that we could go on together. OK, this is how Song of Songs starts. And I'll just read to you how it ends. In chapter 8. Right. The Shulamite is found. Right. Coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved. And then in verse 13, this is what it will be when the Lord comes back. Because Song of Songs ends that way. It reflects Revelation, the end of Revelation. O you who dwell in the gardens, that means we're here, laboring with the Lord. My companions!
Amen?
Amen. My companions!
Amen.
The Shulamite was not alone. But she was with her companions.
Amen.
Listen for your voice. That means every day, right? With our companions.
Right.
We need to listen to His voice.
Amen.
Today, if you will hear my voice, right? I will hear it. I will listen to the Lord's
present speaking. That means day by day. Oh, we need just to turn our heart to the Lord and listen to His voice. Let me hear it. And then this is the last verse. This is John's prayer in Revelation at the end. Come, Lord Jesus. Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young hart upon a mountain of spices. And that's how Song of Song ends. Right? And I believe this is our heart, this is our aspiration. When the Lord comes back, we want to be those, just like this Shulamite with her companions. Make haste, my beloved. This is a corporate cry. Make haste, my beloved. My companions, listen to your voice. Okay. But, you know, a few verses earlier, you know, when she's mature in this way, and I was really touched, our sister made mention to this in her sharing. You know, she's not just concerned for her, but she's concerned for others. You know, in Song of Song chapter 8, there's a question here. Actually, there is a recognition. We have a little sister. The little sister is the young believer. Maybe not fully mature yet in her faith, in her love, right? And there's this question. What shall we do for our sister? Actually, brothers and sisters, I hope we would all ask that question. I was really touched with our sister shared. You know, we can't just be content that we're overcoming. Or actually, that's not the proper even view of overcoming. It's not an individualistic matter. But what about my little sister? You know, in the church life, there's many little sisters. The young people are our little sisters, right? They need the development, the maturity of life, of faith and love. But who will do something? And, you know, actually, this is the first is we need to pray for them, right? We need to consider before the Lord, how do we care for the younger ones, the newer ones, right? There's always someone in the church life who's weaker than you, right? Who's younger than you and needs the shepherding, right? And so this, at the end of this age, this is the setting, right? We're together, we're being companionized, and we're just caring for one another. So I hope, you know, when we have this vision, this view of being an overcomer, to be the bride, we realize this is not something I could do on my own. This is something that I need you all. We need one another, right? We need to be companionized. We need to be built up together because that's what the New Jerusalem is. It's a constitution. It's a mingling of divinity and humanity in a corporate way. I like to actually end in this way. Minnie, can you go back to the piano? Can we sing 1159, I believe? Jesus, Lord, I'm captured by thy beauty. Can we sing verse 1 and verse 4? And then when we get to verse 4, I think some of us realize this, but I just want to point this out. Verse 4, actually, this song starts in a very personal way. But when we sing this, let's notice how it ends, right? Amen. Actually, the ending is something altogether corporate, right? And so may the Lord gain this among us with one another this year so that He could gain the New Jerusalem.
Amen. 1159.
Just 1 and 4. And then we can have some prayer.
Saturate me, Lord, I know. Jesus, Lord, thou wilt be satisfied.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God alone, Jesus. O Lord, do I adore thee.
Yes.
And with all the saints and thy dear
Amen. Amen. Quickly come, our love is waiting for thee.
Jesus, Lord, thou wilt be satisfied.
Amen.
Praise the Lord,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord, you fill our heart with radiance divine.
Amen.
Oh, help us to see this vision.
Yes.
Oh, prepare us to be your bride for the millennium kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, prepare us to be your wife, Amen. To be in the new Jerusalem with all the saints.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for everything you do for us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for your life in us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, we can live with you together.
Amen.
Divinity with humanity.
Amen.
We love together.
Yes.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we also thank you for the little sisters in the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you for all the younger ones.
Yes.
Oh, we pray that you will be satisfied.
Amen.
Oh, they will be matured in the faith and in love.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord, take away all the veils.
Yes.
Take away more veils.
Amen.
Take away the veils, Lord.
Amen.
The veils of culture.
Yes.
The veils of Christianity.
Yes.
The veils of religious concepts.
Yes.
Take away the veils.
Amen.
Are you saying whenever the heart is turned to the Lord,
Amen.
The veils are taken away.
Amen.
You take away the veil.
Amen.
Oh, we like to see a vision of the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Lord, draw us to run after you.
Yes.
Oh, corporately, we would be loving you.
Yes.
Oh, build us up together.
Amen.
Keep us in the divine romance.
Amen.
Set us free from all religious duty.
Yes.
Draw us and capture us by your beauty.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, we are not alone.
Right.
You take us in the body.
Yes.
Thank you for the older one, the peer, and the younger one.
Amen.
Life is with together.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.